actually was trying to show that if you have people watching gestures, meaningless gestures, the same parts of the brain light up as if you, as in speech or in, and what actually happened when we did that experiment, we kind of discovered that there were different networks. There was a language network, there was a gesture network, and there was another gesture network that was correlated with handedness. So in other words, handedness and language and gesture had sort of bifurcated, and we've tried to interpret that in terms of a bifurcation or trifurcation of the mirror system.
Yeah.
That what starts as a mirror system kind of develops subsystems depending on different kind of demands. I mean, language is one, picking up things is another, communicating through gestures is another. So that's the way that argument went, actually, but still the mirror system is in there.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, monkeys can't talk, but that system itself lends itself to adaptation to different demands, which of course is something.
Okay.
I mean, the TED talk was very simplified, but of course we get into that.
Yeah.
So the idea is that the speech eventually took over because for those very reasons it is better. But it's not a natural system to begin with because it doesn't ground itself easily in what you're talking about, whereas gesture does.
Yeah.
So the idea is there has to be a progression from a system that's somewhat pictorial or iconic, and eventually by the visit, the shape of the signal.
Yeah.